إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Then to continue with Sharh al-Sunnah of Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah, the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan hafidhahullah. Last time we had point number 21 with regard to belief in paradise. So just to quickly run through some of the points that we had in that regard, then we had that indeed both paradise and the fire are already in existence, already created. Paradise is in the seventh heaven, and the fire is beneath the seventh earth. And that Allah, the Most High, has always known those who will enter paradise, how many they are and who they are, and who will enter the fire and their number. Both of these, the fire, paradise and the fire, they will remain and never pass away. And Adam alayhi salam, he was in paradise, the everlasting paradise. That's the paradise that he was in. And then he was removed after disobeying Allah the Most High. Shaykh al-Fawzan hafidhahullah mentioned some points, and from the points he mentioned in his explanation is that indeed paradise and the fire are the abode of recompense. For the believers in the hereafter, there will be paradise as a reward for them and for the disbelievers for them. So this world is a world, an abode of action and no accounting. And the hereafter will be an abode of accounting and no action left. As for the person who does not believe in paradise and the fire, or who explains them away, such as the Qaramita and the Batiniyya, and those people are disbelievers. Those who disbelieve in paradise or the fire, or who explain them away, that they're not reality, they're not a real true thing, then such people are disbelievers. Rather, they are two real abodes that will remain, and they are already in existence, as is proven by the ahadith that Shaykh al-Fawzan quoted, and by the ayahs and ahadith that Shaykh al-Fawzan quoted. As for paradise, then it is in the seventh heaven, as is clearly shown in the hadith reported by al-Bukhari, and its highest part is the ceiling of the throne, or rather its ceiling is the throne. The highest part of paradise is Firdaus, and its ceiling is the throne of the Most Merciful. As for Adam alayhi salam, our father Adam alayhi salam, then he was beguiled by Satan into eating from the tree that he had been forbidden from eating from. And therefore he was sent down to the earth. And as for Adam and his wife alayhi salam, then they both repented from what they had done, and Allah accepted their repentance and forgave them. And as for Iblis, then he did not repent, and he was cursed. Then Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah, he continues, what occurs in the legitimate two-volume edition, volume 1, page 189, point number 22, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ, and to have iman in al-Masih al-Dajjal, the false Messiah, the Dajjal, and to have iman in al-Masih al-Dajjal. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, from the fundamentals of the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah is to have iman in al-Masih al-Dajjal, and he is a man from the descendants of Adam who will emerge amongst the Jews, and the Jews will follow him. And he is the Mahdi, the Messiah, the Mahdi, who the Jews are awaiting. Because everyone lays claim to the Mahdi, this awaited Messiah, the Mahdi. Everyone lays claim to him. The Jews lay claim to him. And their Messiah is Al-Masih al-Dajjal. Their Messiah, he will be Al-Masih al-Dajjal, the Dajjal. The Shia are waiting for the Mahdi, who is hidden in the cave, as they say, who is from the descendants of Al-Husayn, radiallahu anhu. Whereas the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah, they are waiting for the Mahdi, whom the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam foretold about in the authentic ahadith, which are mutawatir in meaning. And with regard to the meaning of the ahadith referring to the Mahdi, then they are mutawatir, huge, reported in huge numbers. The wordings may differ, but they agree on that point with regard to foretelling the coming of the Mahdi. So they are sahiha, authentic, these narrations from Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam about the Mahdi. They are authentic and mutawatir in meaning. And he will be a man from the family of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from the family of Al-Hasan ibn Ali. He'll be from the descendants of the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Al-Hasan ibn Ali. He will emerge at the end of time, and the Muslims will give him pledge, bay'ah. And he will fight jihad in Allah's cause, and he will fill the earth with justice, and he will lead the Muslims in prayer. And whilst they are in that condition, Al-Masih al-Dajjal will emerge. So the Muslims will continue to suffer from him, Al-Masih al-Dajjal, until Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam descends. So there are two Masihs, the two Messiahs. Masih al-Dalalah, the Messiah of misguidance. And he is Ad-Dajjal, the Dajjal. And there is Masih al-Hidayah, Masih, literally Messiah, of right guidance. And he is Isa ibn Maryam, alayhi salatu wassalam. And the Masih al-Dajjal, he is called Al-Masih. The Dajjal is given this title, Al-Masih, because of how quickly he can travel across the earth. It's from the Arabic word masaha, with the meaning of being able to quickly pass over something. Because of the speed at which he'll be able to pass over the earth. Because Allah will make easy, or Allah will prepare for him, or make for him, means that enable him to proceed quickly upon the earth, to cause harm and to bring about evil and tribulations. And he is called Ad-Dajjal, which is from the word Ad-Dajjal, which means Al-Kadhib, means falsehood. Because the Dajjal is the one who is extreme in Dajjal, in falsehood. And it is falsehood. Dajjal is Al-Kadhib, falsehood. Because he is a great liar. It means, so Dajjal, it means one who is great in falsehood, great in lying. To the extent that he will claim that he is Allah, and the people will be put to trial on account of him, except for whomever Allah makes firm. And there will be with him a garden, Jannah, and a fire. And he will work miracles, but they are khawariq shaytaniyya. The miracles he will work, they are supernatural events of devils. They are not karamat. They are not miracles granted to righteous people. Rather, they are supernatural events or miraculous events of devils. Allah will cause them to occur at His hand as a fitna, as a trial, and as an ibtila, as a test for the servants. So his danger is great, and therefore the prophets warned against him. And the one who warned most against him is our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he commanded that we should seek refuge from the trial, or from his trial, in our prayers in the last tashahhud. When we seek refuge with Allah from four: from the punishment of hellfire, and from the punishment of the grave, and from the trials of life and death, and from the fitna, from the trial of Al-Masih al-Dajjal. And his fitna, his trial, will be the greatest trial to occur upon the face of the earth, and Allah's refuge is sought. Amen. This is Al-Masih al-Dajjal. And whilst he is like that, and he will have caused hardship to the Muslims and harmed them and put them to trial, then Al-Masih, the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, will descend from heaven. And he will chase the Dajjal and he will kill him and relieve the Muslims from him. And he will take charge of the affair. And he will bring about justice upon the earth. And he will break the cross and kill the swine, kill the pigs. And no religion will remain except for the religion of Islam. Judaism, Christianity, and the religions of the disbelievers will be abolished. And nothing will remain except for Islam. And he will judge with the Sharia, the revealed law given to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he will be a follower of him, because there is no prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Masih, Messiah, he will descend as a follower of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as one who judges by his revealed law, the Sharia of Islam. This is what will occur with regard to the emergence of the Dajjal and the Nuzul, the descent of the Messiah. Then Sheikh Fawzan said, and Isa is called Masih, Messiah. It is said because he would wipe, yamsah, upon a person suffering an ailment, and he would be cured by the permission of Allah. And this was from his miracles, alayhi salatu wassalam, that he would wipe with his hand upon the blind and the leper and a person born blind, and his ailment, his illness would pass away by his wiping upon him, alayhi salatu wassalam. So therefore he was called Al-Masih, with the meaning of Al-Masih, the one who wipes. Then Imam Al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he follows this with the next point, point number 23. وَالْإِيمَانُ بِنُزُولِ عِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ يَنْزِلُ فَيَقْتُلُ الدَّجَّالُ وَيَتَزَوَّجُ وَيُصَلِّي خَلْفَ الْقَائِمِ مِنْ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَيَمُوتُ وَيَدْفِنُهُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ. And to have Iman in the descent of Isa ibn Maryam, alayhi salam, he will descend and he will kill the Dajjal. He will marry and he will pray behind the one who will be in authority from the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he will die and the Muslims will bury him. Sheikh Fawzan said in explanation, his saying, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِنُزُولِ عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, and to have Iman in the descent of Isa, May Allah extol him and grant him peace and security, Sheikh Fawzan said. And he will be from the major signs of the hour. Alamat al-sa'a al-kubra. He will be from the major signs of the hour. He's saying, Nuzuluhu, his descent. Sheikh Fawzan said, meaning from heaven. Because Allah raised him up when the Jews wanted to kill him. And they came to him to kill him and to crucify him. And they entered upon him. Allah raised him up from amongst them, whilst they were not aware. And he caused another man to resemble him, caused another man to look like him. So they killed that man, thinking that it was the Messiah, Al-Masih. And it was not him. He, the Most High, said, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ Surah An-Nisa, the fourth surah, Ayah 157. With the explanation, and they did not kill him, and they did not crucify him, but it was made to appear so to them. Sheikh Fawzan said, so Allah caused this man to resemble him. It is said that this man was the one who guided them to him. I mean, the one who betrayed him and guided the Jews, and guided the Romans to come and capture him. It is said he was the one that was made to look like him. He was the one who guided them to him. So therefore Allah punished him. Or it is said, he mentions a second saying, that he was from the followers of Isa, from the disciples. That Isa alayhi salam said to him, you shall be given my appearance, and paradise shall be yours. Paradise shall be for you. So the man had patience, and he accepted this resemblance, and being killed and being crucified, because he wanted paradise through that. So Sheikh Fawzan mentions both of the two sayings in that regard. That either it was the one who had betrayed him, betrayed Isa alayhi salam, Allah punished him and made him to resemble Isa, so he was caught and he was crucified, and that was as a punishment for him. Or secondly, that it was a true follower of Isa alayhi salam who took upon himself that bargain, that he would take upon the appearance of Isa and be crucified, so the people would think they were crucifying him, and in return that he would be given paradise. So Sheikh Fawzan mentioned both sayings. Then he said, his saying, Yanzilu fayaqtulu ad-dajjal, he will descend and he will kill the Dajjal. Sheikh Fawzan said, he will kill the Dajjal at the gate of Lud. And Lud, it is a well-known place. It's a well-known place. Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam will chase the Dajjal. And when he sees him, when the Dajjal sees him, he will dissolve away, just as salt dissolves in water. Then he will draw close to him and strike him with his spear and kill him. He's saying, وَيَتَزَوَّجُ وَيُصَلِّي خَلْفَ الْقَائِمِ مِنْ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ And he will marry and he will pray behind the one in authority from the family of Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Sheikh Fawzan said, he's saying, يَتَزَوَّجْ, he will marry, he'll get married. And after he comes down, he'll get married. Sheikh Fawzan said, this occurs in some reports. However, it is not established. Not established. لَمْ يَثْبُتْ. In a footnote here, as a side point, they mentioned in a footnote here, this is related from Ibn Abbas. And you can refer to Fathul Bari and Umdat al-Qari. Two of the explanations of Al-Bukhari. As a further, in addition to this, Ibn al-Jawzi, he mentions such a report in his book Al-Ilal al-Mutanahiyah. He mentions it as a narration of Abdullah ibn Amr, as a hadith. with regard to Isa alayhi salam coming down and getting married. And Ibn al-Jawzi said, when he brought that report in his book, his book of unauthentic reports, and he said, this hadith is not authentic. And Shaykh al-Albani said the same about this report in Abda'ifah, number 6562, that this report is munkar. I mean, weak, contradictory to what's authentic. And the wording of that report is, remembering, of course, it's not authentic, that Isa ibn Maryam, just so that you can see what the report is, that Isa ibn Maryam will descend to the earth and he will marry. And he will have offspring. And he will remain for 45 years. Then he will die and he will be buried along with me in my grave. So I and Isa ibn Maryam will get up from one grave, in between Abu Bakr and Umar. This is the report that they mentioned, Ibn Jawzi mentioned, is not authentic. And that was Sheikh al-Bani, not authentic, munkar. Then Sheikh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, to continue with his explanation, he said, as for the fact that he will pray behind the Mahdi, then this is thabit, this is established. The Mahdi will ask him to lead the Muslims in prayer, because he will descend, Isa, he will descend at the time of the Fajr prayer. And the Muslims will be gathered for the prayer. So the Mahdi will request from him that he should lead the Muslims in prayer. So Al-Masih, the Messiah, Isa alayhi salam, he will say, La ba'dukum li ba'din a'imma. No, some of you are imams for the rest. A hadith, as I mentioned, a footnote being reported by Muslim in his Sahih, from a hadith of Jabir radiallahu an, and it contains the wording, so Isa ibn Maryam will descend and their leader will say, come and lead us in prayer. So he will say, no, some of you or one of you lead the others in prayer as an honor from Allah upon this nation. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so he will pray behind the Mahdi. Isa alayhi salam, he will pray amongst, with the rest of the Muslims behind the Mahdi. And he said, and the Qa'im, al-Qa'im, the one in charge, he is the Mahdi. Muhammad ibn Abdullah, his name will be Muhammad, the son of Abdullah. His name will be the same as the name of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the name of his father will be like the name of the father of the Messenger. And he will be from the family of Al-Hasan, meaning from the descendants of Al-Hasan ibn Ali, radiallahu anhumah. They said, obviously referring to the scholars, the people of knowledge, they said, the wisdom, I mean, what's the wisdom in the Mahdi being from the descendants of Al-Hasan ibn Ali? You know, as opposed, for example, of being from the descendants of Al-Husayn, the other grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What's the wisdom in being from the line of Al-Hasan? He said, they say the wisdom, and Allah knows best, is that Al-Hasan, radiallahu anhu, when he relinquished the Khilafah, he stepped down from the Khilafah in favor of Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu, in order to preserve the blood of the Muslims. Then because of this, Allah honored him and made the Mahdi from his descendants. You know, Al-Hasan, radiallahu anhu, he was the Khalifa of the Muslims. But to avoid bloodshed, he stepped down from that position and allowed Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu, to take over. So, to preserve the blood of the Muslims. So, therefore, Allah bestowed honor upon him. He restored the Khilafah to the line of Al-Hasan, to his descendant in the future, who would be the Mahdi. Wallahu a'lam. And the final point on this point here, Shaykh Fawzan said, he's saying, وَيَمُوتُ وَيُدْفِنُهُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ, and he will die, meaning Isa alayhi salam, he will die, and the Muslims will bury him. Shaykh Fawzan said, this is in the Qur'an. He, the Most High, said, وَإِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Surah An-Nisa, the fourth surah, ayah 159. With the explanation there is not anyone from the people of the book except that he will believe in him, in Isa, alayhi salam, before his death. Before his death, meaning before, as a side point, before the death of Isa, alayhi salam, as is authentic from Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, said, that mean the death, before the death of Isa ibn Maryam. So there, with the explanation, there is not anyone from the people of the book except that he will believe in him, in Isa, before his death. Sheikh Fawzan said, so he will die, just as the rest of mankind die. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ أَفَإِمْ مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ Surah Al-Anbiya, the 21st Surah, Ayah 34. With the explanation, and we did not grant everlasting life to any human before you, an address to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you die, will they then live forever? Shaykh Fawzan said, so he will die, alayhi salatu wasalam, at the end of the life which Allah has written for him. And the Muslims will bury him just as they bury their dead. As a side point, that's why Shaykh Fawzan ends this particular point. As a side point here, then, a hadith which mentions that is reported by Abu Dawood as hadith 4324, hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu an, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is not between me and him a prophet, meaning Isa ibn Maryam, and he will descend. The hadith, and the hadith carries on, and the end of the hadith there occurs, وَيُهْلِكَ الْمَسِيحَ الدَّجَّالِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً ثُمَّ يُتُوَفَّى فَيُصَلِّي عَلَيْهِ الْمُسْلِمُونَ That he said, and he will destroy, he will kill the Masih al-Dajjal. And he will remain, Isa alayhi salam, he will remain upon the earth for 40 years. Then he will die, and the Muslims will pray over him. And pray funeral prayer over him. Shaykh al-Albani said about this hadith, Sahih. Then the next and last point, today, point number 24, inshallah, point number 24, that Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he said, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِأَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَنِيَّةٌ وَعِصَابَةٌ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ يَزِيدُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَيَنْقُصُ حَتَّى لَا يَبْقَى مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ That he said, and to have faith, that iman is speech and action, and intention and acting correctly. It increases and decreases. It increases as Allah wishes, and it can decrease until nothing remains of it. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, he said on this point about iman, he said, iman in the language, in the lugha, means at-tasdiq al-jazim. So first Shaykh al-Fawzan, before he gives the Islamic technical definition of iman, what is iman, he gives the language definition. He said, iman in the language is at-tasdiq. Believed him. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا Surah Yusuf, Shaykh al-Fawzan gives some evidence for this usage. Gives two ayahs from the Qur'an. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ Surah Yusuf, the 12th Surah, Ayah 17. The saying of the brothers of Yusuf, alayhi salam, when they came back to their father, after they'd gotten rid of Yusuf, they came back to their father, told him the story, and they said, after telling him the story, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا You will not believe us. You will not have iman in what we say. You will not believe us. Sheikh Fawzan said, meaning, you will not attest to, you will not believe us. And he gives a second ayah with this usage. فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوط Surah Al-Ankabut, the 29th Surah, Ayah 26, with the explanation, and Lut believed in him. In Ibrahim alayhi salam. Shaykh Fawzan said, he believed his paternal uncle, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Then Shaykh Fawzan moves on to the technical, to the Islamic meaning of the term Iman. He said, as for Iman in the legislation, then it is اِعْتِقَادٌ بِالْقَلْبِ وَنُطْقٌ بِاللِّسَانِ وَعَمَلٌ بِالْجَوَارِحِ يَزِيدُ بِالطَّاعَةِ وَيَنْقُصُ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ. That it is Iman, can be translated as true faith, as long as this definition is understood and kept in mind. The Shaykh said, it is, Iman is, belief of the heart, an expression upon the tongue, an action of the limbs. It increases with obedience, and it decreases with disobedience. It will not be Iman except with these things combined. So these, all these three things necessary for Iman. The Shaykh said, so whoever believes with his heart but does not believe with his tongue, then he will not be a mu'min, he will not be a believer. He's got belief in his heart, but not upon his tongue. He won't believe upon his tongue. Then he is not a believer. Because Allah, the Majestic and Most High, said with regard to the disbelievers, the kuffar, قَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُ لَيْحَزُنْكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. Surah Al-An'am, the 6th Surah, Ayah 33. With the explanation, we know that what they say grieves you, and addressed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with regard to what the disbelievers say, that we know that what they say grieves you. However, they do not hold you to be a liar, but rather the wrongdoers just outwardly reject Allah's signs. Inwardly they knew the truth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In their hearts they knew it, but on their tongues they denied it. And Shaykh Fawzan quotes a second proof. He said, and he said with regard to Fir'aun, قَالَ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا أَنْزَلَ هَؤُلَاءِ إِلَّا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Surah Al-Isra, the 17th Surah, Ayah 102. This being an address from Musa alayhi salam to Fir'aun, when he was giving him da'wah, calling him, he said to him, with the explanation, and you know that no one sent down these signs except for the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Being addressed to Musa alayhi salam, he said, knowing that Fir'aun knew for sure, in his heart, he knew that these signs that Musa came with, they're from the Lord of the worlds. But he denied it upon his tongue. And Shaykh Fawzan said, and he the Majestic and Most High said about the disbelievers who denied his signs, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا. Surah An-Naml, 28th Surah, Ayah 14. With the explanation, and they denied them outwardly, but they were certain of them in themselves, doing so as a result of their wrongdoing and haughtiness. In their hearts, they were certain of the truth of it. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, "So believing in the heart will not suffice, as is said by the Murji'ah. The Murji'ah, according to the Murji'ah, that will suffice, but that is not the case." It will not suffice. Belief just in the heart will not suffice. And it is not Iman. This is not Iman. And Shaykh Fawzan moved on and said, and likewise, Iman upon the tongue also will not suffice. Because this is the Iman of the hypocrites, the munafiqeen. Just Iman upon the tongue. That's the Iman of the hypocrites. يَقُولُونَ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Surah Al-Fath, the 48th Surah, Ayah 11. With the explanation that they, the hypocrites, they say upon their tongues that which is not in their hearts. So Sheikh Fawzan has proven here that both of these are essential. Belief in the heart and belief in the tongue. And one will not suffice. Belief in the heart will not suffice. Belief upon the tongue will not suffice. Then he said, and having belief in the heart and speech upon the tongue, these two will not suffice also. As is said by some of the murji'ah. Some of the murji'ah say, that's enough. That will be iman. Belief in the heart and saying upon the tongue, that is iman. If a person does that, he has iman. Sheikh Fawzan said, no, this will not suffice. There must be action upon the limbs. So the person who believes in his heart and upon his tongue, however, he does not pray ever, and nor does he fast, nor does he perform the Hajj, the obligatory Hajj, nor does he do any action from the actions at all. This is a kafir. This is a disbeliever. Even if he believes upon his tongue and speaks upon his tongue and has belief in his heart and bears witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. But however, his leaving off action without any excuse, this will not make him a believer. Unless it is the case that he has left off action due to an excuse, such as a person who has been forced, or a person who forgets, or a person who is ignorant, and likewise the person who enters into Islam and is not able to act, such that he accepts Islam and then he dies in that condition. I mean, he dies straight away, accepts Islam and dies. Then this person, his lack of action is not counted against him, because he was not able to act. And likewise, the mentally handicapped, this person is not able to act. But as for the person who is able to act, but he abandons it altogether, then he is not a mu'min, he is not a believer. Sheikh Fawzan said, some of them add to the definition of iman. We've just heard the definition that Sheikh Fawzan mentioned. The people of the Sunnah define iman as being belief of the heart, speech upon the tongue, and action of the limbs. Sheikh Fawzan said, some of them add to the definition of iman, just as the author mentioned a fourth matter, which is ittiba'u sunnah, following the sunnah. And they say, iman is qawlun wa i'tiqadun wa amalun wa sunnah. They say iman is speech and belief and action and sunnah, meaning following the sunnah, excluding by that the innovators, those who do not act upon the sunnah. Rather, they only act upon newly introduced affairs. And this was mentioned by the author here in his saying, niyatun wa isaba, and intention and acting correctly. Meaning, amalun bis sunnah. Isaba, acting correctly, means acting upon the sunnah. As for the person who does actions wrongly, acting upon innovations and false superstitions and newly introduced affairs, then he will not be a believer. And that is his religion, just acting on totally new, innovated things. Just as a quick side point here before continuing, then Sheikh Saleh al-Suhaimi, hafidhullah, he said about this point here, niyya, that where Imam al-Barbahari, he said that iman is qawlun wa amalun, speech and action, wa niyya, and intention. Sheikh al-Suhaimi said, qawlun wa amalun, speech and action, and i'tiqad, and belief. And that is what the author, rahimahullah, meant by his saying wa niyya. When he used the word niyya, intention, what he meant was belief. So what is intended by niyya is i'tiqad, belief, and attestation. Then Shaykh Fawzan, hafidhullah, he continued with the part of the text, wa yazidu bit ta'a, and it increases through obedience. He said, this is from the completion of the definition, that iman increases through obedience. And this is clear in the Quran. وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا هُدًى. Surah Maryam, the 19th surah, ayah 76, with the explanation. And Allah increases those who are guided in guidance. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Surah Al-Anfal, the 8th surah, second ayah. These are ayahs which Shaykh al-Fawzan is mentioning as proof for the fact that iman increases. Iman can increase. So this ayah from Surah Al-Anfal, second ayah, with the explanation. In the context of the believers. And when his signs are recited to them, when his ayahs are recited to them, it increases them in iman. وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا. Surah Al-Muddathir, 74th surah, ayah 31. With the explanation, and so that those who believe can increase in iman. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this is clear, that iman, this clearly shows that iman increases through obedience. And it continues, وَيَنْقُصُ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ, and it decreases through sin. Decreases through disobedience, in disobedience to Allah. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, because something which can increase, then it can also decrease. I mean, all the proofs that iman, all the proofs we just heard that iman can increase, are automatically a proof that it can decrease. Because whatever can increase, it can decrease. Shaykh said, because something can increase, then it can decrease. And also, there occurs in the hadith that the person who does not correct an evil with his heart, or does not refuse an evil with his heart, then there is no iman, even to the level of a mustard seed, beyond that. A person who does not even criticize evil with his heart, then he has not even a mustard seed of iman. In a footnote, they mention this occurs in the hadith reported by Muslim in his Sahih. It's a hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu. And it contains his saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever strives against them with his heart, then he is a believer. And there is no iman beyond that, not even a mustard seed. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so this shows that iman can become so weak that it becomes like a mustard seed, mere tiny, tiny seed. It shows that iman can become so weak until it is like a mustard seed. And there occurs in the authentic hadith that there will come out from the fire whoever has in his heart the slightest mustard seed of iman. In a footnote, they mentioned this hadith reported by al-Bukhari, and the correct reference in al-Bukhari is hadith 6565, and Muslim as hadith 193 as a hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu. Shaykh Fawzan says that, so this proves that iman can become weak until it is just like a mustard seed. And he, the Most High, said, "Hum lil kufri yawma idhin aqrabu minhum lil iman." Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, ayah 176. Or rather, 167. With the explanation, on that day, they were closer to disbelief than they were to iman. Describing the events leading up to the Battle of Uhud. On that day they were closer to disbelief than they were to iman. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, with them their iman was weak, and it was closer to kufr, to disbelief. So this shows that iman, the extent that a person can become closer to disbelief, and Allah's refuge is sought. Ameen. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan finishes with the final paragraph and said, this is the meaning of his saying, وَيَنْقُصُ حَتَّى لَا يَبْقَى مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ, and it can decrease until nothing remains of it. He said, it can decrease until nothing remains from it. And it can, or there may remain from it, the amount of a mustard seed. And this will benefit the person on the day of resurrection. He will exit the fire with it. If he still, even if his iman becomes so weak that he only has a mustard seed of it left, then it will benefit the person, because through it he will exit the fire. And if there does not remain even a mustard seed, then he will be from the people of the fire, those who will remain forever in it. Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Barakallahu feekum. Speed up a bit.